The 3rd District stretches from Cherokee County down to Montgomery and eastward to Talladega. It's a mostly rural district, dotted with small towns, the Talladega Superspeedway, Auburn University, and the Anniston Army Depot, where Congressman Mike Rogers recently helped break ground on a $26 million industrial wastewater treatment plant.
On the count of three, let's dig in and let's turn this all. One, two,
the plant
three.
Will nearly double the amount of wastewater processed at the depot and help keep dangerous chemicals out of the water system. Rogers says it's a critical upgrade.
It didn't happen by accident either. I pestered the White House to death for months to make sure this was in the budget. But the White House has been very receptive about making sure that our warfighter has what they need. It took a while, but it wasn't a real difficult sell once we convinced them it was essential.
Lately, Rogers has been working hard to convince voters he's getting things done for them in Washington. Just a few months ago, the 3-term incumbent had a sizable lead in the polls against Democratic challenger Joshua Siegel. But as the margin has narrowed, the negative campaigning has increased.
Who's behind Joshua Siegel's negative campaign? Cash from Hollywood and New York City.
New York City?
But he's right in here.
Why are liberals behind Siegel?
He's one of them.
Joshua Siegel is pro-abortion.
That don't fly down here.
Siegel's worked for liberal causes across the country.
And now he's right in here?
He'd be a change, all right. A liberal change.
Joshua Siegel.
Josh Siegel supports tax cuts for small businesses and families, favors offshore drilling, and is against Wall Street welfare. Not Mike Rogers. He's desperately attacking Josh Siegel to cover up his deciding vote on CAFTA, the bad trade deal that cost us 15,000 jobs. And Rogers voted himself a pay raise twice. Who's funding Rogers' attack then?
Not surprisingly, both sides say the ads are misleading. Rogers paints Siegel as an outsider. In fact, Siegel was born and raised in Montgomery. His family's lived there nearly a century.
Used to have a furniture store in Montgomery for people who spent time in Montgomery. If you ever bought, you know, like a turquoise lamp, you probably got it at my grandparents' store in the late 70s.
The TV ads call Siegel an ultra-liberal, ready to line up behind Nancy Pelosi. Siegel says he's ready to break ranks on certain issues.
Certainly on taxes, I think that we don't need to increase taxes right now. And there's been some talk that the Democratic Party might be willing to do that.
The Democrats also against government-backed universal health care and gun control, and in favor of prayer in school and offshore drilling. For his part, Republican Congressman Rogers disputes charges that he's anti-farmer because he voted against a recent farm bill. He supports the farm subsidy program and says he voted against the popular farm bill because it included tax increases. Rogers says ads attacking his vote on the federal bailout plan, he voted for it, are also unfair.
The easy vote was to vote no. And just come back home and say, well, you know, I did what 95% of the people felt like on their initial information about the circumstance. But the fact is, all the members of Congress had detailed briefings about it, how bad the economic situation was. This was truly a very real global crisis that required immediate action. The tough vote was to do what we felt like would best protect our people back home.
I would have had a plan that was geared more toward helping those sorts of people, regular people in Alabama who got hurt by the stock market. But right now, nobody knows what the rules are of this Wall Street bailout. Nobody knows who's going to be bailed out, what standards are being applied to determine who gets bailed out. Nobody knows how we're going to keep politics out of it.
Once we get credit flowing and people know that it's safe to borrow money from other institutions, other banking institutions, I think you're going to see us really start moving the economy.
We have a lot of people in Alabama who they're retiring now and they can't afford to wait for the stock market to go back up. You got a lot of people who are going to go to college now and they can't afford to wait for the stock market to go back up for their college savings.
People are hurting. That's one thing Rogers and Siegel agree on as they continue what has become an expensive campaign for Congressional District 3. Rogers' campaign says it has almost $750,000 cash on hand, and national Democratic leaders have placed the district on their red-to-blue list, meaning they think Siegel has a chance of unseating Rogers. What this means for voters is that they'll likely see the campaign ads and public appearances ramp up in these last few days before the election. For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.